Yeah.
Since we're talking about fish, I want to put in another plug for the aquaponics system. If you're buying vegetables or whatever,
mm-hmm.
It's catching on now, but they can't. If you know it's organic if it's raised aquaponic, because you can't introduce any chemical or pesticide.
Really?
You'll kill the fish.
Are any fish farms aquaponic or whatever?
Yeah, there are some. Yeah.
Huh. I haven't seen any advertised or anything.
You can do this like on your back porch.
Really?
It's that simple. That's what intrigued me about it. I went, that's really simple. Anybody could do this, you know.
Huh.
You don't have to know all the ins and outs. You just, you know, and you don't have the weeds and all. You know, there's a few other, it's always a trade-off. There's some, you know, there is some work to it,
yeah.
But it's not.
Interesting.
Like I have grow beds at home and everything. There's a lot of work, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm gonna build me one of these systems, and the vegetables are just great.
Yeah, we were eating farm salmon. We thought, well, that, you know, it tasted all right and everything, until I read some details about it. They feed it all kinds of antibiotics.
And hormones
and all kinds of, they pick up all kinds of junk, and then they have to add color, because these farm salmon, when they're harvested and you take them apart, their meat is white almost. They don't have any of the, and so they have to add dye to the salmon.
Idaho farms rainbow trout, largest producer in the country is rainbow trout. I didn't know that.
Do you know what kind of quality it is?
Yeah, it's real good quality.
Is it? Oh, good.
Well, I'm sure there's some, but and I was looking into, you know what an Idaho lobster is?
Huh.
Snake River crayfish are darn near as big as lobster.
Really?
And so, I was looking at that, and I'm going, well, gee, why can't you use that in an aquaponic system? And they're doing it. So I'm thinking about doing that, too.
Hmm.
I don't know if you ever had crayfish, but, oh, man.
They're good.
They're good, huh? I think I used to find them when I was a kid, but I haven't seen them since.
Catch them as kids, you know.
Yeah.
Crawdads or mud bugs.
Yeah. Huh.
But they have some real big ones here in the Snake River.
And you want to, if you get salmon though, you want to get wild caught. Alaska salmon has very low mercury levels, so any salmon from Alaska is good. The most expensive and supposedly best is a Copper River salmon, and you look at that naturally, it's extremely, almost a bright red. It's got so much color in, and that means it's. Fred Meyer and Winco sometimes have a whole salmon you can buy. Now, if you buy this quality salmon in chunks, it can be $8.95 to $20 a pound. But if you buy the whole salmon, the whole fish, they're about this long, you can get them from $3.95 a pound to $5.95 a pound, depending on the sale prices. And then you cut them up yourself, you save about 50% or so. So that's the way I buy salmon anymore. I just buy the whole fish. And if they don't have it, ask the meat department, and they might be able. Sometimes they have some frozen ones there they can dig up for you.
The Native Americans have special rice, that, you know. And so when the salmon are running, they just by the truckload. They're like on every corner, and you can buy fresh salmon that was caught, you know, that morning.
Really?
Up by Riggins. That's a good place.
Yeah.
Up by Riggins. Yeah.
I think we have to remember though that the farm-raised fish. Those farms were started to get fish to the market quicker.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't started to get a pure food to us.
Oh no.
So they've got all the stuff that we don't want in the other meats. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know Whole Foods, but Whole Foods specifies, they do buy some farm raised, but they specify what the liquid is that these fish are raised in.
Wow.
Well, James, I don't know if this is jumping the gun, but I think tomorrow your wife is going to be teaching us some skills. Some physiology, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you can utilize that skill when you go to the grocery store. You can utilize that skill when you
buy. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You did that.
Yeah.
Is this good for me? And you know what?
I'm so sure.
How many things are really needed? They're not good. They're not bad. They're just, you know, sustenance.
Yeah, that's
which
good.
Goes back to growing yourself. But as you're asking these questions, if you haven't learned how to do that yet, you know, tomorrow we'll work on that aspect, and you can apply it to
next video.
Yeah.
And sometimes I know it's not good for me, and I go, but damn, that steak is good.
Yeah, it's funny. When Artie first started doing this muscle test and stuff, my brother-in-law says, oh, that's a bunch of bunk. And so I said, well, let's do an experiment with her, just see how good she is. So we had a couple glasses of water. We had to go in another room, and we put, I can't remember what we put, a bunch of alcohol or something unedible in one of the glasses, but you couldn't tell it didn't change the color. I can't remember what we put in, something awful anyway. And then we'll say, we had her come back in, and she tested the water to see which one was the best. And she got it right like four or five times in a row. And he still didn't believe. He thought it was just pure luck. But I was kind of proud of her. She did a, I was surprised myself how often she got it right. What's that?
She was just muscle testing with a glass of water?
Yeah, one glass of water was regular water. And the other glass had some poisonous stuff we put in there, you know, that no one would drink. But it didn't change the color, so you couldn't tell. And I think it was rubbing alcohol or something we put in there. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, she picked the good water every time, you know. And he still didn't believe it, even though she did it time after time. He still refused to believe that it was anything but dumb luck, you know. Yeah. And, you know, the hardest people to convert is your own family to anything.
When I first started studying the Keisters, the big question in my mind still was reincarnation. And I already had a lot of reasons to believe in it, but I still didn't buy into it completely. But I read some stuff you said about it, and then I was contemplating that, and I had kind of a flash, like an idea that hit me all at once. And it was like I saw a former life. But instead of seeing a former life as a human, I seemed to see a succession of lives starting out like a, I don't know, like an amoeba or like a one-cell animal or something, and then a succession of lives in more and more complex bodies. And my, I guess maybe it would be my permanent atom of my physical body, was learning how to sustain life in ever more complex.
Yeah, we're created from the more elemental lives, but the thing, and a lot of people think we evolved from an atom to where we are now, but it's a little different than that in the fact that it takes many amoebas to create a human being. It's right. A little bit like the molecular order.
So in other words, that little amoeba I saw wouldn't mean necessarily
parts of you were fragmented into different right. elemental lives, but you are a combination of many different parts right now.
But I believe that
come together to create what is you.
Everything that yeah. it needs to know to completely sustain your human body in perfect health.
Right, you have all the knowledge in you of any life form on the planet since you're a human being. And all that knowledge is, but it's what is called below the threshold of consciousness. Right. It's not in your normal consciousness, but it can be accessed when necessary.
Muscle testing is one way to access that.
It can be. Now, muscle testing doesn't work for everybody, but it works for some people. You know, it's has different accuracy rates with different people.
My
you know.
Friend of mine has, instead of using muscle testing, he has the machine that tests acupuncture activity points in mm-hmm. the body. And he can actually dialogue with your body and ask yes and no questions and mm-hmm. zero in on what's the problem and then zero in on what's the cure.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Impressed with this.
Yeah, Artie goes to a gal that does stuff like that. It's pretty interesting.
I told you stuff about myself I didn't know.
Yeah.
Then I went and had an X-ray, and I found out it was exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's amazing what they can come up with. Well, we got about an hour or so. I think what we'll do is just take a short break again, and for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then we'll finish it off.